I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Hey, everybody. This episode of the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman Tangling Along for the Ride podcast is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs because right now new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. So check it out. Okay, fellas, the Garden is haunted. We saw the Bruins choke. The Celtics, you know, Bob, you've said it all along. They have the talent, but do they have what it takes? Do they have that killer instinct? Upset by Philadelphia, 119-115. Harden goes off of 45 and beats out of the lineup. Should we have seen this coming?
Well, whatever happened to that defense that we talked about at the end of last year? The last two games, they have scored enough points to win. And they didn't have to worry. Shouldn't ever have to worry about Trae Young's last shot. Shouldn't have to worry about James Harden's last shot. Particularly last night. This one of the most aberrational games in the playoff history of the Boston Celtics or anywhere in the history of the league in 77 years because they shot, what they shoot in the end.
59?
Yeah, and they shot, they were shooting 70% well into the game, right, and they weren't getting any separation. Come on, guys. What happened to this? How many times are we going to see open guys, nobody within a Mack truck distance of the nearest defender? Is this stupid rotations? Is it no? What is it? I mean, I'm not going to technically. All I know is it's happening, and yeah, it's not just a simple matter of oh, guy gets double teamed, and you know, Harden like the pass out to Tobias Harris, the big one down the middle.
That was
like,
great.
Those things happen, but still, that shouldn't be that. He shouldn't be that open. And
I mean, you have the defensive player of the year reigning in Marcus Smart. You've got a guy in Jaylen Brown that people thought was an elite defender at one point in his career. Jason Tatum, who's been a plus defender. Al Horford, who's been one of the better defenders at his position for 12, 15 years now. Malcolm Brogdon and Derek White, two really good defenders. There is no reason for this whatsoever. It absolutely, and again, like you said, we'll bury the lead here. Joel Embiid didn't even play in this game. Didn't even play. So you know it's going to be on James Harden, and he's going to have to go for 35 or 40 and put up an efficient 40. And in this case, it was 45 to be able to win this game. It's an embarrassment. I mean, this was an embarrassing, embarrassing loss. I feel like as embarrassing as the Bruins lost the night before.
Well, the stakes, you know, it ain't over. You know, I'll invoke Yogi on you. But I mean, I've seen every kind of playoff series there is, including in hockey 3-0 comeback and in baseball 3-0 comeback. Anyway, and I've seen teams win the lose the first game and win the next four. I've seen it all. But how have I not been saying for a few weeks now, yeah, I don't trust this team.
Yeah. I fought you. I fought you on this until last night. And now I'm with you. Now I'm with you that if you can't beat Philly, you know, especially in crunch time. Like, I get it. Okay, maybe again, you know, you're gonna play with them. They still got a Hall of Famer in Harden. They got some other good players out there as well. Like Tobias is a good player. I mean, he's a good player. We know that. You know, he's a veteran. He's a good player. But ultimately, when it comes down to crunch time, how you don't win that game is
being, and how about
that shot clock violation play with Tatum and Brogdon both either not knowing or I don't know what the hell they were both doing on that play, but for two veterans to make that bonehead of a play on the same play was just amazing. Amazing to watch.
Those last couple of possessions was a you know what show.
Yeah.
And all right, so now we have to ask the question, how much of this, if any, reflects on coaching? Is now
I think it's a legitimate question, Bob, because you know, we understand why Ime had to go. But if you have a veteran coach or an older coach, and Ime's not even a veteran coach, he's just older and he had more of a if you had a veteran coach, someone who was older that had more gravitas, say, as opposed to a 30-year-old young coach, and I'm not, you know, it is what it is, who seems to be liked by the players as opposed to be feared by the players. I mean, you have to wonder if it's a factor.
Well, I mean, I
still put it on the players. I get it. Like that last play, maybe that wasn't the right play to run. Maybe you put the ball. I just don't understand why they're not running ball screen with Tatum and Jaylen Brown together more.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, pick your poison. What are you going to do? One of them is going to be open. Instead of putting the ball in Marcus Smart's hands, which I know he's been really good last year plus, he's been much better. But still, do you trust Marcus Smart with the ball in his hands?
No, I mean, look, you've got to give it to the guy. Right. This is, to me, you know, we can skirt around the issue. I mean, this is on Tatum. I mean, Tatum is the man. Now, here's the question, you know, to Bob's point about the coaching. All right, well, if the coach isn't going to rattle some cages, then the leader does.
Well, you know? Neither one are going to.
And they're not
neither one of those guys are good.
See, here's my thing, Jeff, is I'm thinking out loud here, and I know I hate to make comparisons in the past, but there are just certain players that we have all covered on all of these teams that have, if you walked by them in the locker room and you didn't do your job, you hung your head a little bit. There's none of that with this team. So we talk about it should be on the players, Jeff, but these players can't police themselves. That's obvious.
Well, it's got to be a Marcus Smart, I guess. But again, he's not your best player. He's your most vocal, and he's the one who made kind of they all made bonehead plays down the stretch. Everybody made them, it felt like.
See, I think Smart, the coach is a factor.
Didn't that Smart call those other two out last year?
Yeah, he did. He did. So, that was early, though. That was before they started winning at a high level.
What I'm making, it's in him.
Right.
Theoretically. If anybody, to answer Gary's question, Marcus Smart has assumed that role in the past and last year. We know that. As far as not playing without Embiid thing, there's a long history in this league of guys not being there and the team rising to the occasion in a short run. Okay, we give him last night. Now, if this were to continue and he doesn't play game two and the 76ers win game two and in Boston, then it's just.
Hey, Bob, do you remember the last time? You remember? I mean, I'm talking to the guy who remembers everything. But again, you know who my favorite player is of all time. I've told you this, Andrew Toney. And you remember what he did in game two of that 81 series?
I remember game one.
The Strangler?
He had 35. He had 35 in game two. They won both.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you don't have to sell me on him. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. So, and that, by the way, that's – then, of course, just going back, 82 was the last time the 76ers beat a Celtic team in the playoffs.
I feel like Maxey has some Andrew Toney in him. He's not as big, strong.
Oh, no,
he can score. He's just a prolific scorer who can get him in buckets, and that's what Andrew Toney was.
Well, Toney was a different physical being, I would say he's the most contemptuous scorer I've ever seen. He laughed at you, you know, double team. Ha! What's that? You know, I mean, he almost like he didn't like being open. He'd rather have somebody contesting him. I'm not kidding either. Anyway, that's story for another day. Maxi, you know, we've talked about Maxi supposedly, you know, had not had a good track record against the Celtics. Well, he kind of, you know, he showed people last night what he's been all about. How about in the first half, DeAndre Melton goes 5 for 5, you know, and doesn't Harvey play in the second half, by the way. There was a lot to unpack from it, but it is so, when you shoot like that and you don't win, and not only, you cannot get the big, you know, you can't get it. Well, they did have a 12-point lead at one point, which disappeared in about, I think it was a minute and 42 seconds. They were, that one disappeared.
How torn are you, Bob, because of the Doc factor in this series? I know, like, if especially now that they took a 1-0 lead, they're going to go home at least with a split. They've got home court advantage now. And if somehow they have control of this series, which they could at one point, if Embiid comes back, like, this could be it for Doc.
It's not a matter of being torn for me. It's a matter of I won't feel as bad if they lose to the Doc Rivers team as I would if they lose to anybody else. Thing for me, I mean, this is personal. I really.
We all love Doc. We all do. Like,
and you know,
where does Doc rank? Here's one for you, Gary. I like this one. Where does Doc rank on your all-time favorite coaches or managers to cover in Boston?
He's number one.
Wow.
Number one. I mean, in terms of coaches and managers, you know, Joe Morgan was, you know, always a delight in baseball, and he would be the baseball answer in terms of coverage. Although I suspect that, you know, if I were around Cora every day, he would be right there.
Francona was awesome. I liked
Terry Francona very much.
I was going to say, I mean, but everybody loves Doc. You know, but Francona was... Awesome. Frank Soda was so good and just such a character. He remembered your name.
Yep.
You know,
he remembered me. Listen, he remembered me a couple years ago, Gary. He lives in Tucson. He went to Arizona. So he lives in Tucson the offseason. He's in the front row watching the pregame before Arizona's playing. And he remembered me from years ago. And I was like a stringer. Like, I wasn't there every game. I might have been there 10, 15 games a year. He was just,
Tito's a big hoop fan, so he saw you, huge hoop fan. But yeah, I would say Doc and Tito for me.
I mean, Doc last night before the game, guys, when he went for 2 minutes on Heather Walker, I was crying. I was tearing up watching that.
Boy, that was impressive to read. I read about it this morning.
You got to watch the video. It was heartbreaking.
He's genuine. He's a genuine guy that just is. You know, I mean, but you know, now that you asked me the question. I wasn't prepared for that question, which is fine. You know, I can't say a bad word about Chris Ford as a guy. And I've always said he's the most normal human being of all.
Yeah,
Chris Ford he's your next door neighbor. Instead of going to an insurance company, he was going to coach the Celtics. Then he's coming home and shovel the snow. I mean, he was absolutely the most normal human being of them all.
Yeah.
You know, no airs whatsoever, but we've been, you know, I'm thinking about it now. We've been pretty blessed with some good guys, you know. So that's, but I'm very fond of Doc, and I won't feel as bad, quite frankly. I'll be honest, you know, if Doc goes on to do it and the Celtics, and it's not the Celtics, that'll be fine with me.
I'm Alex Rodriguez,
and I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, we got more on this coming up. But right now I have to tell you, make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Listen, the app is terrific. It's so easy to use. Great promotions every day, only on the app. Safe and secure, okay? And you get paid instantly if you have the app. You win, then you get the cash, just like that. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas City under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. In Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342, Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit cpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467369 in New York. 1-800-522-4700. In Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. And now let's get back to the show. All right, fellas. I want to go back to Embiid. Do you think he plays in the next game, Jeff? You have any idea?
I don't know. They've kept it pretty close to the vest on this one, and they should. I mean, Joel's so tough, but man, he's always hurt. And I said this honestly, when he was drafted, he had the issues then and missed the year, and he's just had one thing after the other. When he's out there, he's incredible. But again, it's one of those things where you just don't know if you're going to have him when it matters most.
The same can be said, of course, of Anthony Davis. That's been the history of his. We all know always the great what if. If he's out there, the Lakers are trouble. If he's not out there, and he's not out there a whole hell of a lot.
So many of these guys now, Kawhi, Chris Paul, who are the durable? I would love to know the superstar. Paul George has been out, obviously, a ton, hurt. Right. Who are the most durable, older superstars? Like Devin Booker, he's been, he missed some time too. But
yeah, I mean, and LeBron's,
Tatum's been durable. Tatum has been durable.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, we'll see.
But if you're the Sixers and Embiid is 50-50, I mean, but you got to go, do you make the move?
Because if he's 50-50, you're not playing him. You're not playing him in game two if he's 50-50. He's got to come in and tell you he's 90% to me in order to play him in game two. Because now you're playing with a little, I don't want to say house money, but if you go back with a split and a healthy Embiid, you feel like, all right, we got a chance in this series now.
The other thing is, it's not a panic time for them if he's iffy, because Paul Reed has played very well for them in these games.
Very well.
And people are used to that idea who he is. And, he's not a stiff, and he's good enough. That's one of my categories in sports.
Bob, this team is just, they're mentally tough. A lot of them. Like
Doc said, they were three fighters, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, we've talked to we know George Niang pretty well. I know him super well. And George is just, he's a man. Like he's just the way he conducts himself, the way he is, he's been counted out. Nobody thought he was good enough. Tobias is smart and tough, and obviously Melton, Maxey, a lot of these guys.
The ultimate of anybody in the league today who's playing on a good team of the box score will not tell you, and that's Tucker.
Oh, he's a beast. Guy who sets the tone for them.
Last night, Reggie Miller said, Tucker's been setting all these thunderous picks, and of course, there's no stat for that. But the fact is, he's important to that team. And, the big moment comes, and he's lurking in that corner. Don't leave him alone. And
that's who I wanted the Celtics to get. That was the guy, I don't know if you remember, a year ago, I was saying that's who they needed in that locker room and on the court, because he's going to hold everybody accountable. And if he's got to MF them, he's going to MF them.
Funny how winning follows that guy around, isn't it?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
One of those
people. It's hard because Mazzulla's in a tough spot, right? He's trying to kind of make sure he's got the players behind him. So it's going to be tough. And Marcus Smart, guys, was an Ime guy. He was clearly an Ime guy.
Totally.
Tatum was a Mazzulla guy. So, like, I think Mazzulla's walking this kind of tightrope of what to do with Marcus Smart. Because, again, he's afraid of obviously pissing him off. And this team doesn't have, like we talked about, a vocal leader. I hate to get back to the Celtics here, which is what
right.
I'm doing.
Well, no, it's fine. But that's the issue.
Who's that vocal leader?
Well, I mean, Jeff, this is the point. It's a great question, and it's a good point by you, because my feeling or my observation from afar is that Marcus is willing to say it, but I don't know if Tatum's willing to listen.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think he's willing to listen. I think Jason's pretty good about that. You're just not going to get a lot of fire out of these guys, out of Tatum, out of Brogdon, out of White, out of Horford. You know, Jaylen Brown's the one you would think, other than Smart, would be able to have it, but he doesn't really have much fire. He really doesn't do much on the court. In fact, I give him a lot of credit. He's kind of the one all-star that really doesn't complain to the refs or say much of anything. He just goes about his business on the court. So you got a lot of those dudes instead of a PJ Tucker type. I think Marcus Smart is your only guy. And again, the question is, how much respect does he command?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very tough for him to command the respect when you have two players that people think are better than him. I mean, it's hard for him to be a leader when we talk about Brogdon and White being above him on the depth chart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's hard, right, Bob?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking on the fly as you're saying that. You think it shouldn't be that hard if you're right, reasonable. But you remember, I know that the fact that he's joined him on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I guess, was a last second negotiation or something like that, you know, to get him in, that he wanted to be included, you know, with them. And you know, whatever happened, he did get on that cover.
So let me ask this question about Mazzulla, because I remember when Casey Jones took over the Celtics and Bob was there, and I was at the University of Maine and Jeff Goodman was, I don't know, at a prom or something. But anyways, but when Casey took over the Celtics, he was, you know, tell Larry what time the game is type of thing. And that is the perception of Mazzulla, or at least they brought him in because he's liked by the best player. Was it too soon for that? Is this Celtic roster mature enough to have a nice guy coach, Bob?
Well, that's the question that has to be answered. This being answered, and we knew during the regular season that the playoffs were that was one thing, and the playoffs were entirely something else. And this was his final exam for 2022-23. So we didn't know. No, there was an open, fair question to ask. And one of the things that go into the playoffs was how is Joe Mazzulla up to the task? And you know, it's not story's not written yet. The first round was shaky, but then again, remember in 2008 they went life and death with that Hawk team in the first round, seven games, and so you know in 08 I used to marvel each series got easier.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
Got easier. I mean, it kicked the Lakers' ass. It was a 6-game rout. Frankly,
we were only one game in. That's the only thing I'd say. Now it's a game. It's a forgettable game if you're a Celtics fan. But you know, again,
doesn't look good.
Well, I mean, no, but they could come out and kick Philly's ass in two, and then get that momentum back and win this thing in five, and it wouldn't surprise anybody. Wouldn't shock anybody.
No, so now you know, but we don't want to. We shouldn't overreact, there's spots, things about this that are very disturbing. I can't get the last two possessions, that last possession, out of my head. I mean, it absolutely was a you-know-what show. And that's right. There's too many good players on the floor at that moment for that to happen and transpire. Absolutely, it was embarrassing as hell.
And the path is so nice. Like, it's set up for the Celtics now to go to the final, in my opinion. I just don't think the Knicks are ready. And Miami's Miami, but they beat the crap out of them last year, and they don't have Tyler Hero. And the Celtics are healthy. If they're one thing, they are healthy in physically right now. So it just looks like a very, very easy road to get to the NBA Finals. Maybe it looks too easy.
Too easy, I know. Maybe it does look too easy. And
right, guys, let's move to the West now. Jokic has had something to say. He had 39, 97-87 win, low scoring game, as Denver is now 2-0 over the Phoenix Suns. Bob, time to take Denver seriously.
Yeah, Bob, I've been saying for a couple of weeks that, you know, nobody outside of Denver takes them seriously. Nobody outside of Memphis takes them seriously, which they shouldn't have. you know, and that's fine. And I think the consensus pick, and I was right there on that bandwagon, was Phoenix. And especially the way that, they won all those games, the first X whatever games when they had Durant and Booker together. However, I did have a question about Phoenix. And last night was Exhibit A. Bench, how deep is Phoenix? Last night, their bench played 71 out of 100 out of 240 minutes. The starters played 169. Their bench scored 4 points last night.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next question.
You know what it comes to? What did I say? A week or 2 weeks ago, health, health, health. And Chris Paul's already hurt with a groin injury. And
I missed that, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, he got hurt in the second half. So who knows? Those groin injuries are like hammies, you know, similar in terms
Ask
of
grinding.
Yeah, you think you're 100%, you're not. But Chris Paul's hurt every postseason, I feel like. Every single postseason. There is something that holds Chris Paul and whatever team he's with back. KD didn't play well yesterday. Booker was great again. I mean, Booker's been money through these playoffs. He has put himself, to me, in a different stratosphere than a lot of these other guys. But again, if Paul's not going to be healthy and KD's off, you're kind of a one-man show. And that's not enough to beat Denver. It's not enough.
We got to me, burying the lead in the West. That other series, it's absolutely – I only wish it started 2 hours earlier every night. You know, that's the big problem.
You're going to have to take a nap today.
I mean, well, you know, really. But endless fascination with that. You know, I've been saying for 2 months that the Warriors could be the 69 Celtics, and they look like they're ready to try to do that. And the Lakers, gang, I'm taking them seriously. It wouldn't remotely shock me if the Lakers get to the finals. And although I am picking the Warriors, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't be, but not enough. It's not emphatic. It's like, well, I got to pick somebody. I'll pick the Warriors. And I love the way they're playing it. And of course, you know who is, you know, transcendent. And, you know, I mean, there's so much to sink your teeth into in that series. Historically and everything else, you know. So, I mean, the West is suddenly really shaping up, you know, to be a lot of fun. I
told you guys this is the series I wanted. I know Bob wanted that, you know, pretty little new toy.
I did.
Sacramento Kings.
But, I did.
But now you don't. Come on, you want this? This is what we wanted. This is going to be the last time we see you watch. This will be the last time we see Steph and LeBron in the playoffs playing against each other. Telling you, I don't think they're going to play against each other again. This will be it.
How about Steph last game now? You know, in the context of a seventh game. I mean, you know, it's historic. It's one of the great performances in NBA history.
Yeah.
And period. you know, and rising to a moment with like that. But he's special. He truly is.
So Jeff, are you saying that LeBron is going to stick around to play with his son, or
no? I just think the way it's going to happen, injury. There's too many factors that go in that they may never play each other again. I mean, first of all, again, LeBron's turning 39, so let's say he's got 3 years left. They gotta play each other. We don't know how good Golden State's going to be going forward. We don't know if they're going to get this far. We don't know if the Lakers are going to get this far or wherever these guys are going to end up playing, because, you know. So I just think, again, the odds say this may never happen again.
And we have to give a Ryan Goodman Tagway along for the ride salute to Kevin Looney for the way he's playing, is coming up when they need it most, giving them what they need in the middle, right? I mean, there's a need. There's given – The role that you properly thought James Wiseman was supposed to have 2 years ago, if not, this kid is doing it. It's absolutely giving him 21 rebounds, offensive rebounds. Oh my God, you know, yeah. So,
LeBron, I know, has had some injuries and has maintenance days, but have we ever seen a player at this age be this effective?
The answer, of course, is no. I mean, you know, at the end, Kareem had moments. Kareem was, you know, this last year he averaged like 10 or 12 points a game, right? You know, and he had his moments every now and then, and he was still their center in the middle. But
it would be Tom Brady in football, right?
I was going to say Brady. That's it. I mean, yeah, Brady, anybody else? I mean, I think that's kind of, what's that?
How good was Gordie Howe when he was in his late 30s?
He's still pretty good because he played into his 50s.
Right,
so
right.
He had to be still pretty good. In basketball, though, this is, you know.
It's a marvel. I mean, I'm just amazed. I mean, LeBron James at 39 could be the MVP of the NBA Finals.
Yeah. With his body, too, type. Like, that's the other part of it. You would have thought that his body would have broken down because of how big, strong, you know, how he plays the game. And you know, again, it's worn down some, but he's been around when it matters.
He spends $1 million a year on maintenance.
He works, man. I've seen him. He works in the offseason.
Literally, that's not a hyperbolic throwaway line statement. Yep. He supposedly spends $1 million a year on all the aspects of keeping his body in the shape that it's in. And, you know, it's well worth the investment for him. No question. So anyway, they're here. They have to be taken seriously until Davis goes down. Yeah. I mean, really, put that timer, that shaker over.
Yes, that's right. All right, gents. Anything else before we go? We all good?
All good.
Great stuff as always. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, thank you very much. This episode of the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway Along for the Ride podcast brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the playoffs, because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Until next week, gentlemen, we'll see you later.